daf is Shabbos Taf Chaf, the last daf of the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. The Mishnah on the bottom of Yutasan Beis told us that Ein Solin Basar Betzal Beitza Alekadesh Yed Solin Mibod Yom, that you're not allowed to start roasting something on Erev Shabbos unless it's going to have a chance to be fully roasted, or to be roasted, let's say, before Shabbos starts. So the Gemara says the din is that it doesn't need to be fully roasted before Shabbos starts, it just needs to get to Kimachal Ben Drusai, which is, according to Rashi, one third of the way cooked. Otherwise, you would not be you would not be allowed to leave it on the fire because of a chash that you're going to come to stoke the coals. Similarly, the Gemara says, according to Chananya, if you have a food remaining on a fire from before Shabbos, a tavshil that's being cooked from before Shabbos, it needs to get to Machal Ben Drusai if you want to avoid the need to make the flame Gorav Fakatum, to either cover the flame or remove the coals from the oven. Also similarly, when it comes to the halachas of Bishul Akum, if a Jew has cooked the food to Machal Ben Drusai, he then no longer has to worry about the food being subject to Bishul Akum. The Gemara then goes on to discuss the next halacha in the Mishnah, was that you can't put bread in an oven unless the bread is going to be baked before Shabbos. How baked does it have to get before Shabbos? According to the Tanakhama, you just need the crust on the face of the bread before Shabbos. According to Rabbi Lazar, you need the side of the bread that's attached to the oven, not only the outside of the bread that's closer to the fire, but even the side that's attached to the oven also needs to be crusted all before Shabbos. Then the Gemara discusses, what about when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos? The first day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Can a person roast their Korban Pesach? So the Gemara says, this is an exception to the rule. That you're allowed to roast even if it doesn't get to Machal Ben Drusai on Erev Shabbos, because we assume that people, the Chabura that's involved in the Korban Pesach, is very Zariz, and they're going to remind each other, they're going to be very serious about it, and even though it would normally Basar Gedi, the meat of a Gedi is something that's roasting in an oven, generally speaking, we don't need to be Zrizim. We're not concerned at all that you're going to be Mechatab Gecholim, because any attempt to be Mechatab Gecholim, we said a couple of Dabim ago, is going to ruin the meat anyway, but that's only when it's cut up meat. When you're dealing with Korban Pesach, it's one single unit of meat that the animal is still whole, and therefore, you need it, you need the fact that there are B'nai Chabura reminding each other, because otherwise we are concerned that you would be Mechatab Gecholim, because after all, it's not going to ruin a whole Gedi. The Gemara then discusses the Beis HaMokad, again, which the Mishnah also mentioned, the area in the Beis HaMikdash where they had a fire going in order to warm the Kohanim who had to walk on the cold marble floors barefoot in the Beis HaMikdash. They had a fire going there constantly. So the Beis HaMokad, you're allowed to have that fire going also from before Shabbos, and the reason is that Kohanim are Zrizin. We assume Kohanim are going to be very careful. They're not going to be Mechata B'Gecholim. Outside of the Mikdash, you're not allowed to light a fire on Friday afternoon unless there's enough time for a rove of the Eitzim to catch fire before Shabbos. If there's not enough time for rove of the Eitzim, then it wouldn't be good enough. How do we define rove? That's a Machlokas Amorayim. Rav says rove of each and every piece of wood. Shmuel says just enough that the fire would continue on its own, that would be olame eleha, that it would be able to continue on its own. On the very bottom of Chaf Amid Aleph, going over to Chaf Amid Beis, the Gemara discusses, what if you just have one piece of wood? Then how do you define rov? Is there a different definition of rov if you just have one piece of wood? So that's machlok samarayim. According to Rabbi Chiya, you need rov of yo. The fire has to be able to go through the majority of the thickness of that piece of wood. According to Rabbi Ben Beseira, it's the fire just has to go berov hakefil, the majority of the circumference of that piece of wood. There is a machlok as what Rav held, whether it's Rov Avyo or Rov Hakefo, and therefore Rav Papa, again, who's always the one that seems to try to satisfy both opinions, Rav Papa over here also says that you should try to make sure that if you're going to light the fire before Shabbos, that it's Ochez Berov Avyo, Uberov Hakefo, in order to allow it to keep on going after Shabbos. Then the parak ends, the Gemara tells us that if you have, let's say, seeds, or if you have reeds, so we have three shitos in terms of when you need the fire to be oches in the majority and when you don't. So Rav Huna's shita is that if they're scattered about, you don't need the esh to have caught on to the majority of the item before Shabbos, because we assume that the fire will jump from one to the other and will catch on easily. But if they're condensed together, they're not scattered, then we assume you need it to already catch on to the rove, because it's going to be more difficult for the fire to catch onto all of it. Rav Chisda holds the exact opposite, that when they're condensed, then it will be easier for the fire to catch all of it, and therefore you don't need rov. When they're dispersed, so some might be so far dispersed that the fire is not going to ever get there, and then you would certainly need rov. According to Rav Kahana, the halacha follows Rav Huna's shita when it comes to reeds, that you need rov if they're tied together, and Rav Chisda's shita when it comes to seeds, that you only need rov when it's scattered, but not when it's tied together. And then we began Bava Madlikin, where essentially we're not going to go through all of it, but essentially the Mishnah just listed off those things that you can use as proper wicks for Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, and those items that you're allowed to use as proper oil for Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, and the rest of the daf just identified all of the different wicks and all of the different oils. And tomorrow's daf is the Chanukah daf.